I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. Today's GeoQuiz might more aptly be named the Helios Quiz. We asked about the star at the center of our solar system and how long it takes for light to travel the 93 million miles from there to here. The answer is about 8 minutes and 19 seconds. Now we have a few minutes to talk about some never-before-seen images of the sun taken by a NASA probe. John Liebacker is an astronomer at the National Solar Observatory in Tucson. What happened when you saw these photos? Did your jaw drop?
It took my breath away, but quickly it goes beyond that they're important pictures. They're going to help us understand the magnetic field on the sun and how it affects life on Earth.
We're posting a link to these images on our website, and again, they come from NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory. What do you actually see in the photographs?
The photographs that you're referring to are taken high above the surface of the sun. The surface is white light and fairly uniform with a few dark spots on it. On these pictures, however, which are taken in light or X-rays, really, you see a very, very inhomogeneous sun, explosions going off all the time, dynamics without end. It's like a volcano going off every 5 minutes someplace or other.
What can these photographs really tell us? How do they change what we understand about the sun?
What this mission, the Solar Dynamics Observatory, is attempting to do is to understand where these eruptions come from. What is the origin of these magnetic fields deep below the surface, how these magnetic fields emerge through the surface and are manifested in these spectacular pictures, and then finally, how these eruptions change the overall energy input from the sun to the Earth.
And how do solar storms affect us on Earth?
When a solar storm occurs, the energetic particles, the wind, impacts the Earth, the Earth's magnetic field, and causes these spectacular discharges at the north and south magnetic poles, aurora borealis or australis. The power distribution grids have on more than one occasion been knocked out by these storms. GPS systems get disturbed.
And presumably a better understanding of this kind of activity could lead to some sort of early warning system for us here on Earth about those sorts of effects.
Precisely. And that is what we're striving for here. But we've already seen with helioseismology that look beneath the surface of the sun and see twisting motions beneath the surface of the sun that seem to precede these eruptions. So I think we're on the right track and we're making great progress.
John Liebacker is an astronomer at the National Solar Observatory in Tucson. John, thank you very much.
I hope it's sunny wherever you are.